The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the Bye Guys. 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 The Bye Guys.
With Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucks.
Hey there, boys and girls all around the world. It's Christmas time on the Lower East Side. Welcome to another episode of Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. We are really patched up today.
Huh, we've Zach? Been better. Yeah. I can't talk. Ian hurt his back.
Chris has an open face wound.
Yeah, I'm bleeding out of my face for some reason. Somebody bring me a drink. I gotta thin this blood out.
This is just, it looks like outtakes from Trading Places at Christmas time.
It's an absolute disaster, top to bottom.
It's a complete nightmare.
I've been here all day. I have no voice. I can't stop coughing.
You lost your voice last Thursday.
Yep, and I haven't gotten it back.
And have been doing, you've done just seven podcasts.
Talking.
Yes. I gotta give the people what they want.
A horse voice.
Yeah. Horse cock.
Horse cock.
That's what they want. That's not what they get.
Yeah, that's not what they're getting.
No. Horse fly cock. Speaking of fly cock.
Hey, Harrington.
Pretty fly for a cock.
Hey, Mike, can you get me a beer?
Oh, the first story that's on I want to get into, but you all know him, you love him, you know he's here. Yeah. He
for our for our Christmas episode.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
It's Chris from Brooklyn, Miss.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
And he's wearing a hat naming my favorite activity, gooning.
That's true.
What's gooning?
Yeah, I keep hearing this, and I don't know a full definition. What is gooning?
It's whatever you want it to be in your heart.
Nah, shut up.
No, it's really just gross masturbating in your house.
Yeah, for like 7 hours, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Alex is smiling.
Heavy goon sesh.
Gooning is a form of masturbation that involves edging, maintaining a sexual arousal without reaching orgasm for a long period of time, resulting in a hypnotic, trans-like state.
Trans-like?
What?
Ian, you're going to love this.
I'm in.
Trance-like.
Dude, there are different types of porn. Have you ever heard of hypno porn?
Yes. Hypno kink? Yeah, I fuck with it.
Hypnotizes you to be like a sissy.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this?
Yeah, no, it's hilarious.
It's truly making people like it's why.
We watched like an hour of it on High Society once.
Really?
Yeah,
did it work?
No. I mean, I guess I'm gay now.
Yeah? Did it
I started hanging out with Zach a lot more right after that episode.
Yep, that'll do it. I used to hang out with a porn chick, and she did customs. The guy would want her to be a sex robot, and she would have her boyfriend control her with a remote control.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, she would talk like a robot, and then I would dub the voice of the guy because the guy didn't want his voice in it.
Oh, wow.
So there's custom porn videos where it's me doing impressions of my friends.
Oh, my God.
So, like, you know my friend John Brennan?
Uh-huh.
There's an entire porn where I'm doing John Brennan behind the camera.
I was so horny the other night. I thought about meeting up with someone to be in one of their videos just so I could get a nut off.
Fun guessing game. Would this be OnlyFans content?
Uh-huh.
What would you have been doing?
Just get my dick sucked.
Oh, that seems fine.
Yeah. Why does your beer look so tiny?
Tiny beer. What the hell? Get him two.
No, I'm just gigantic.
Yeah.
Big ass hands.
Get him two. What are these tiny beers? Oh, you might. That's alcohol abuse right there. Yeah. Come on there. Come on.
These, wait, these are butt I, plug beers.
good now, for, good now, for gooning.
Wait, OnlyFans, is this a friend of yours, as your mom would say?
Yeah.
One of your friends?
Uh-huh. One of my
not
friends.
Not quite a gentleman.
No.
Not quite a lady.
Gal 2.0.
A friend.
Not yet a girl, not yet a woman.
Yeah.
One of those. Uh-huh.
I like Gal 2.0.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I call them. Gal 2.0.
Exactly Gal 9.0.
That's yeah. exactly how many balls they have.
Yeah. Gal 7.5.0.
How is Amoros doing?
We hung out last night.
Yeah.
She was in town.
Very good.
Yeah. She was only in town for a day.
Mm-hmm. Filming and, content.
No, she shot for Hustler. Mm. So I think she might be like, dude, put it out there. I hope for her, knock on wood. I hope she gets the first the first trans girl spread in Hustler Penthouse. Mm. That'd be like iconic, you know? So yeah.
It's the first centerfold that also folds out that way.
And you could do it like the old back of a Mad magazine. Yeah. And make it go away.
But, let's get plugs out of the way. Chris, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
Yeah, check out High Society Radio and Notes of a Goon. That's the other podcast. And I'll be with Dave and Robbie in East Rutherford, New Jersey on New Year's Eve. Come to that.
Nice. What's your other podcast?
Notes of a Goon. That's why I got the hat.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, if you want to see me live January the 20th, I'll be at the Comedy Dojo in Jersey at TIFFs, and I'll be bringing my buddy up, Peter Angelo. Ian?
Ah, Peter's great, man. IanFidance.com for all my dates. January 4th through 6th, coming to Philadelphia, and then I'm doing the Philly Punchline, and then I'm doing Sunshine Comedy Fest a week after. We're doing a live B&E with Jordan, and then I'm in Calgary, Sacramento, Seattle, Portland, a bunch of stuff, San Francisco, San Diego, IanFidance.com for tickets. Snag them up. Let's go. B&E with Jordan every Wednesday on YouTube, patreon.com/B&E Pod. IAnimal69 on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. And Zach, if people want to check the show out, what can they undoubtedly do?
Suck my fucking dick. Or they can go to Gas Digital. That's what they like the show. Mm. You can suck my dick. You can also go to GasDigital.com, the new Gas Digital, and use the promo code GUYS for a 7-day free trial to the network. You can also go to MerchEngine.com, where we have hats, hoodies, long sleeves, and t-shirts. Thank you for checking out the show.
Yes. Oh, okay. So you have been sick.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
It happens.
It sucks. Everybody's been sick.
Yep. I think everybody's got the same thing, too. It's like a upper respiratory virus or something. Mm-hmm.
But it's not COVID.
No, everybody's just hacking up a fucking lung.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like too long. I think I had whatever this is last year because I was sick for like weeks. And people were like, you sure you don't have COVID? I'm like, dude, I wouldn't have COVID for 6 weeks.
I know. I tested. I was negative COVID. But fucking everybody's sick. It won't go away. I'm going to say it. It's a vaccine.
Right? I think we all got the vaccine crud.
Oh, no. Well, this is no longer on YouTube.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Fuck YouTube and fuck all these fucking stupid censor things. You do these podcasts and everyone's like, oh, we have to bleep out cuss words because we're children. It's like, what?
I've actually been thinking about this a lot. Like, remember, like, okay, there was like 2 years where the internet was this thing where like the world kind of was like, no, words don't matter anymore. And then we just like rushed to put the genie back in the bottle.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucking terrible. It kind of really disgusts me. It was like a free for all of just conspiracy theories, racism, and fucking pornography on the internet. And now everybody's like, that's not good.
Yeah, well, YouTube fucking sucks because the whole point of the algorithm is it's there's no human error. It's just up to a computer. So if I'm like, yeah, I got the vaccine. It doesn't discern between that and, oh, it's the vaccine's fault that my wife left me. They just hear that, and then it's like, whoop.
We got a strike for Stanley making fun of his doctor. His general practitioner was like a crazy anti-vax conspiracy theorist and like talking about the World Economic Forum and all that. And we're just making fun of this. And they were like, you're spreading misinformation, and we got a strike on the channel.
That's so insane. It's so fucking dumb.
Misinformation was the girl that was going to blow Ian on OnlyFans.
Yeah. Wait, the DJ right from Hot 97?
Yeah. Was that her name, Misinformation?
Yeah.
Dude, I'll tell you, I went, this girl and I, we went on a date, amazing date, really fun, and then dude, the signals and the fucking, some sort of wires have been crossed. I don't know what is happening. I think she was using me to get back at someone because she was taking pictures of us holding hands and... we went to dinner and then we went to play pinball and then we
pissing together at urinals.
I think the date was over though. I do think she, because right when I got done this, she asked to go home. We were walking and I go, I got to take a piss on the street. Will you hold my water or do you want to come and sword fight? No, that didn't happen. But she gave me a note and told me to read it when I got home. And it was a list of her turn ons and it was like all this wild stuff. And I'm like, dude, she definitely wants to, like, fuck. But she kept being like, I'm shy. Like, I'm a good girl. I want to see you again. And then we can on the second date. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I walk her back. I kiss her goodbye. 5 hours later, she posts a video of her with another guy in bed on Instagram stories. And I'm like, well, you fucking
but that's her job.
Jerk. Now you've left me no choice but to join your OnlyFans.
Is she? She's a pro, though.
I don't think so.
Fucking people for money on OnlyFans.
If she was a pro, she fucking was
in
double A with me because she didn't get paid for nothing.
Yeah, but you didn't bang her.
Yeah.
But I would have.
I bet you bought her all the tokens for the pinball machine.
Oh, I'm a gentleman. Certainly not going to make her pay for her own tokens.
You also stood at the thing that starts the machine for like a half an hour.
Just kept tugging on it. Just sexually, just like,
Tilt.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, look, she's got multi-ball.
And the next day, she was in bed with a guy, and he's playing guitar, and I'm like, but I'm right here. What do I do?
Learn how to play guitar.
Nice balls, bitch. Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
We really could have been one of the good ones.
Le está gustando mi podcast. Hey, do you know what that means? I do, thanks to our new friends at Babbel. Recently, I've been learning to speak Spanish with Babbel, and you can too, because with Babbel, you can start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. Babbel is the second best way to learn a language. The first way is immersion, by living among people that speak it. However, with Babbel, you can start speaking a new language very quickly. 1 in 5 Americans actually have learned a new language on their bucket list, and you can achieve just that. So if you're going to travel soon and you want to learn the language, a great thing to do is try out Babbel. Why Babbel? Because it works. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for a private tutor or fooling yourself with language apps that are a little more than games, Babbel has quick 10-minute lessons that are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel is designed for real conversations. All of Babbel's tips and tools for learning a new language are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching. So here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. To get you started right now, you can get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/guys. So you can get 55% off babbel.com/guys. Once again, babbel.com/guys. Rules and restrictions may apply. Guys, it is a great thing to do this summer. Expand your mind. Make people know that you're a worldly, intelligent person, and try out a new language with our new friends at Babbel.
Can we talk about this gay sex tape on the Senate floor?
Yeah, I didn't do it on the other show because I was waiting to talk to you guys about it.
I gotta be honest.
It's kind of hot.
It's pretty hot,
dude. I'll be honest. I like the return of the he's wearing the panties with the ass not in it.
Yep.
I used to love when chicks would fucking have that shit.
He's wearing a jock strap.
Is it a jock strap?
It's not returning because it never went away. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, dude, that's the community loves a good jock strap.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
See, I don't know enough about it. Mm-hmm.
I'm
talking about like ladies would wear that, you know.
Jock straps?
No, the thong with the triangle be out of it.
I know, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
a fucking good look.
That's real hot.
Yeah.
I'm wearing those right now.
Nice. Doing it for me.
Alex, pop up the video.
This is honestly like, even if you're not gay.
I mean, that guy's hot.
If you're not gay, it is so hot, the idea of fucking in somewhere, a place of such power.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to get it up.
Well, that guy's got a fat hog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me see.
And play it was again. It was an old-ass man fucking him, right?
Clay. Oh. Whoa. Yeah. Do we know who they were?
Well, no. It's
and
a
is
staffer.
This in D.C. or
yeah,
what?
This is in the Capitol.
Yeah.
This is a conference room in the Capitol that they rent. That they like had to, you have to like book it for like a lunch
Why
meeting.
Why would they do this?
That's what I
guess. What do you mean? You both were just like, this is so hot.
No, I said it's hot because of how hot they are. Doing it in that place, it's like, have some respect.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of criminals in
there. You never fucked at work?
Yeah. I mean, shit. Where do you think we got Aura
Do
from?
It, but don't film it. That's what I mean.
I think it's even more fucked up to film it.
Mm-mm.
Well, yeah, because you don't want evidence. They were that was part of it because it's wrong, and yeah. It's doubly wrong to film it.
Yeah, I think I would definitely try. It's like the guy, like so somebody clearly hid cocaine in the White House because that's hilarious. You know what I mean? Like somebody on a tour, you know, like you found cocaine in the White House along the tour route, like a few months ago, and like somebody like got to the White House, realized in their watch pocket there was still a bag of cocaine, and you know, it was like, you know, it'd be pretty funny if I hide this cocaine in the White House, and then somebody will find it. That could have been there for like 10 years.
None of this happened during Trump.
I just think it's awesome.
Biden?
I just like that Ian hurts his back and becomes a Trump guy.
I just think it's awesome. Like, if that was a video of a chick getting fucked in that room, that would be a very hot video for a heterosexual man, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a heterosexual man. And I'm like, hey, good for them.
That guy had a hot back and a butt. Nice butt.
So he was, what was exactly this situation?
Yeah, give us the details.
Have they gotten in trouble?
He's a staffer for a Democratic senator. And also, like, this was a viral story, but not that much, considering. I think the news really only likes it when it's a gay Republican. At a fucking urinal in an airport or something, right?
Yeah.
If he was toe-tapping, this would be a bigger story.
So it was a staffer for an 80-year-old senator. The guy's name was Aiden Mace Sizbersky. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly.
That's a guy who's getting fucked?
First of all, Harrington, does he not look like the Asian YouTuber who put out the My Come As You May video right after the Hamas video? He looks exactly like that guy, right?
What? Yes. What is this?
There was a YouTube guy who came under fire because his two most recent videos were, here's how to make your cum taste yummy, and then I don't support Hamas.
Oh, that's so funny.
So I'm not sure if it was his hog or if he was the one getting porked.
I think he's the one getting porked. That was a beautiful little twink boy.
Yeah, that was a cute little guy.
Ooh, he allegedly yelled Free Palestine at a Jewish rep the other day and posted a tweet in 2020 that said, I want Joe Biden to spit in my mouth.
Oh my God.
This guy's just been horny for
Dude,
politics.
Dude, old man breath in your mouth?
Ugh. It just smells like coffee.
Ugh.
Ugh. There's also a video of him. Oh, this is fun. Bring this up.
Yes.
So this is a list of things that have been done in the room, and then his asshole out on the desk.
All right, nice. Read that first.
In this very room, Sonia Sotomayor had her confirmation hearing.
Okay.
James Comey testified on Russian interference in the 2016 election, and Aiden got some thick German sausage and a Jaeger sauce finish.
Oh my God!
Jaeger bomb
sauce finish,
yeah, dude.
And a Jaeger sauce finish,
yeah. And the
does he still have his job?
No, he has since been fired.
Did he start an OnlyFans yet?
I don't know.
Ian will fill up some content with him.
Do we have a contact?
I'm just saying, I get it. Like, it's a very, for lack of a better term,
yes,
naughty thing.
Yeah, everybody's like,
and anyone who's like, that's disgusting is a liar.
Well, I mean, the people who think
I mean the location, not the homosexual part.
Yeah, I mean, the location is just good. Who cares?
I just think this is another step in the complete collapse of society.
You think people weren't fucking in there before there was camera phones?
I believe you mean the prolapse of society.
Cardin's office said that he's no longer an employee. He posted on his LinkedIn that he made some bad choices over the weekend, but he loves his job and would never disrespect his workplace. Also,
but he just did.
He said
that's a fucked up thing. Is all these people get caught doing something and then they go, "That's not me. That's not who I am." And it's like, well, yeah, it is.
It is.
You did
it. You sometimes.
What? Yeah. What are you talking about? Like all those kids are.
It was a full moon.
All those kids are.
He scared his asshole open. Get help.
Just a pink sock comes out of his asshole like a fucking Quado.
Also worth noting that this was shared, that this got out because it was shared on a private Gays of Politics group text message.
Okay. It was in the group. They got it out the group chat?
Yeah,
wow, you never betray the group chat.
Yeah, that's fucked
How
up.
How dare you?
So wait, why aren't we getting the guy who ratted this guy out fired?
Yeah.
So the guy who called in, it was somebody who sent in the video to the Daily Caller, but in under the condition of remaining anonymous. So we don't know who it was.
Damn.
You know that group chat is fucking feisty right now.
Oh, dude. People are just...
There are some angry gays in that group chat.
Either that or it's just completely silent.
Yeah.
I would be terrified of that group chat now. I'd be like, God damn it. I'd be scrolling back.
Yep.
Be like, oh, no. What did I put in here? Which is also what that guy said when he said
Come on, you wouldn't want to get your dick sucked at the White House?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but I wouldn't put it on camera to have anyone see it.
But how would anybody then know if you got your dick sucked at the White House?
Because you go, hey, I got my dick sucked at the White House.
No,
don't tell anyone.
No, you didn't.
I don't believe you.
Fucking liar.
Don't believe me. I did. I don't give a shit what you believe,
you, whatever, fucking,
you fucking gay
liar.
Senator group chat guy.
I was in the group chat. I'm in Gays in Politics.
I mean, I would do it, yes. But, see, I don't know if I could get hard in that situation.
Have you not filmed a lot of sex stuff?
Mm-mm.
Are you scared to?
No, I just haven't.
It just doesn't turn you on?
Yeah, I don't really do that. Here and there, but very rarely. I'm not, super into it.
I used to have the fat girl fuck mirror at the old apartment.
I mean, I
had a big mirror across the side of my bed.
Uh-huh.
That was perfect for doggy style sex tapes.
Okay.
And we used to watch them at our old manager's house.
Okay.
Yeah. We had a screening party.
Just for you fucking fat chicks?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That was the girl that was Starbucks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, remember the big girl at Starbucks who let me film the first time we ever had... Two different girls I met on OkCupid let me film
first
time.
Wild.
Wow.
Just crazy that people would do this.
Yep. Oh, I would never let me...
Yeah,
I wouldn't let my phone be in the room.
I've had to stop mid stuff and say, "Hey, is that vintage camera on, guy?" That no one.
Well, there was a guy. There was a guy cranking it behind.
Yeah, there was a guy. There was a guy with a hood on cranking it. Well, Ian is used to that too.
Yeah, yeah. That's
true. A guy in the corner cranking it.
Yeah, guy wearing a hood cranking it in the corner.
I want to look at this. Let's look at the Pornhub year in review. Anyone?
A well-oiled machine in the booth.
Yeah.
Harrington's photoshopping his face onto that Superman guy right now. Instead of, oh, look at this. Here's what I look like.
Okay.
So, sorry. I
the trends that define 2023. Number one, the golden age. Mature searches grew by 77%. Whoa.
Second most popular category among men, mature cougar.
Whoa.
MILF, second most searched term worldwide, and muscle dilf. Granny searches gained 132%. And GILF, 168%.
All right, but is it just because they've kind of shifted these definitions?
Yeah.
Like, a woman who would have been a MILF 10 years ago is now considered a GILF, I feel.
Yes. No? Well, I mean, they're porn stars. They're MILFs when they're 19.
Yeah. And then they're GILFs,
like,
at 23. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that second thing, Harrington? Terms big, bigger, and biggest. Huge chest, huge cock, huge... Massive. Whoa. Whoa. Oh, my God. Sex machines. Scroll up. There's a chair in the way of the screen. The top trending search Android grew by 1,689%, okay, including terms like Android cosplay and Android roleplay. Robot.
That's just women who want to think they're fucking a poor guy who has an Android phone.
What?
NPC searches grew 1,541%.
Hold on, wait. Now pull up Pornhub and type in NPC, because I've never seen that.
Yeah, this is crazy. This is really disgusting.
And don't show what autofills after N.
It's like your brain was just your motherboard was programmed at birth for the funniest racial jokes ever. It's just...
I can't remember, somebody fucking really got me the other day. The exact entire sense of humor is up. I made you think the N-word. Eli got me with it. Eli said it when he's like, he goes, because all that does is just make people go, oh, he means the N-word. Fucking 12 years of comedy, baby.
Whoa. All right. TikTok NPC slut. Let's see this. Oh my God.
Hold on, I'm making a mental note to remind myself in a week to text Harrington and Alex that they forgot to censor this on the YouTube version.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
I don't understand what makes her an NPC. We need some sound.
Yeah, turn the sound on.
Jesus.
Is it maybe because it's, like, emotionless and she's repeating the same action?
Oh my God.
Could be.
Oh, a little friend.
I think it's the TikTok NPC trend.
Yeah.
Just with sex stuff.
Okay, that makes sense. Try another one.
Yeah.
This is boring.
Yeah, it's not great. I don't like the free use porn either.
Ew.
NPC.
Don't judge.
Just create a character right away.
All
right. Oh, okay.
Oh, this is awesome. Oh, this is awesome.
What?
Oh, this rules.
Yeah, this is pretty all right.
It's a horse face girl.
She looks like the girl from Welcome to the Dollhouse.
Wait, for real?
Hell yeah, dude. This is awesome.
Oh, my God. Okay, dude, this is so weird.
This is what every couple looks like.
Wait, so what?
Hi, Ian, you're her pussy.
Oh, God, look at her flapjacks. What the fuck is this?
Okay, so.
Oh, Zach, you're her nipple. Wait, so they just pretend that he's an NPC. Ew! Look at that! That is disgusting!
Grab her by the butt.
I'm consoling him. Good work, fella.
Just rub your fucking face in that pussy.
Can this be the rest of the episode?
Yeah! Get on in there, buddy. Get on in there. Smooth. Move it around.
Get it, buddy. Come on, pal.
Good work.
Now hold that.
Don't stop. Oh!
Spit on it.
There's somebody listening to this in a car going, what the fuck is happening?
Spit on that pussy. Oh. No, eat it again. Mm.
Oh, this is fun for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Slap them. Yeah, keep going. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I'm getting so turned on right now.
She looks like she works at an Auntie Anne's in the airport.
She looks like somebody's Auntie Anne.
Yeah.
This is great, dude.
This sucks.
No, are you kidding?
They're gross.
This is awesome. You don't ever want to just jerk off to a real chick?
No.
Like some bitch that could just be a lady?
No. Is she fucking him?
Yeah, that girl
she's riding him.
That girl will fuck you in a minute, sweets, when she gets on her break at Auntie Anne's.
She looks like Marla Hooch from A League of Their Own. Marla Hooch. Hooch.
Use your other hand to slap my tits. Yeah.
This is... This is what real sex looks like. This is the couple that invites people back to their house.
Yeah.
To watch. This is what the majority of swingers look like.
Yeah, and when they invite you, you go, sorry, I already have plans. That guy, look at him concentrate. He's like, all right, just keep going. Don't blow this.
Oh, man, he was so pumped on that black shirt.
He's look like, at his face. Like, he's clearly on a blue chew because his face is really red.
I think he's just
Which
Irish.
Also, we get a chill on making my face so red.
he looks like the main character from GTA 4. Oh, my
God. Is there a Grand Theft Anal porn series?
Yeah, it must be.
There has to be, right?
Look at her face.
Oh,
Merry Christmas! Oh, whoa!
Oh, God.
There she blows!
I feel like I'm at a Gallagher show.
Look at this.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, that's enough of that. I think we got that out of our systems.
So now, what else is going on?
This really is, that's the most Wayne's World shit we've ever done. Whoa!
Yeah, that was great.
By the way, Zach and Ian interact with porn on the TV really has to be a more regular segment on
that
this.
That was great. That was really fun. Pushing the head in. Fake is like twirling his hair.
Listen, guys, this is a sponsor near and dear to my heart. Because why? Because my asshole is a nightmare. And that's why we have our new friends at Tushy. Listen, you guys know how bidets work. They spray water up and around your asshole. Let me keep this really simple. If you got shit on your hand or your arm, would you feel clean if you just wiped it off with a piece of toilet paper? No, you would want to get in there with water. And with over 100,000 five-star reviews, see why millions of people are changing the way they poop with our good friends at Tushy with a 30-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. Stop wiping and start washing your butt. Go to HelloTushy.com today /guys and use our promo code guys for 10% off your first order. I have a Tushy set up at the house and it has changed my life. Sometimes I'm not even shitting. I just want to spray water up my ass to feel a little better. As an older man, sometimes I'm walking around. I got a little swamp ass going on. You know what? Hello Tushy. So one more time, guys, that's Hello Tushy. HelloTushy.com/guys, GUIS, for 10% off today. Your asshole, thank you. And so will whoever's eating it. Tushy.
Yeah, so you never watch just like a regular couple, like voyeuristically?
No.
Oh, dude, I love it. I love it. I love when it's real sex, like the girl like cough or something.
No edits.
Such a real
yeah,
thing.
Just real thing.
I'm the one that coughs. I'm usually like.
Does it fall out of your mouth?
No, because they've got their center mass of their body sitting on my chest. all right, let's look at a Vietnamese man experiencing severe headaches for 5 months discovers chopsticks in his brain. How is this possible?
I mean, he was clearly born that way.
35-year-old man.
He had a pair of chopsticks. The issue was a pair of chopsticks that had penetrated his... So, yeah, I figured it was through the nose.
Right, but how'd he not... Unnamed patient being involved in a fight.
So he had a fight there.
Oh.
And he was fucked up, and his memory was hazy, but he woke up the next... Sorry. He woke up the next morning... without like remembering the event, and fast forward months later,
he remembers being stabbed in the face.
Well, his memory is hazy. He vaguely remembered being stabbed in the face.
That's a weird, vague memory.
He visited the hospital after the altercation, and medical professionals didn't notice anything. Then,
yeah, but if
later,
you go, hey, I feel like I was stabbed in the face. Don't you think they should do a fucking X-ray?
I feel like that sea turtle video.
And these things were stuck in his brain for months.
Okay. Huh. If it was another Vietnamese guy, it's funny. Because that's a hilarious way to fight.
Yes.
If it's a hate crime, Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame hate crime.
Hall of Fame hate crime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, I shoved chopsticks up his nose.
Dude, yeah.
That's hilarious. That's like a trauma movie. Yeah. That's a racist way to kill somebody in a movie.
Yeah, that is a very, yeah.
I was thinking he was like eating and like sneezed. And they just went up.
Yeah, I could see that. Maybe he got Dark Knighted.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Hmm.
So he's fine now?
Yeah. Oh, how do you make a chopstick disappear?
Yeah, the doctors successfully removed the chopsticks through endoscopic surgery, and the patient is in stable condition awaiting discharge.
Mm-hmm. He still currently has a plastic jug of lemonade up his ass. He currently has a soy sauce container, his urethra,
yeah,
and a jar of lemonade served in a thing that a soup container full of iced tea.
He's got house mustard coming out of his ears.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not everybody can have such good fortune.
That's fair.
What else we got here, baby? Oh yeah, I want to see I want to see this man cracks at the whole lobster dinner on NYC Subway. And before we say it, time to play Guess the Ethnicity.
I mean, eating an entire lobster on the subway.
Eating seafood on the sub, fresh seafood on the subway. Now, because we've already established seafood boil on a plane, black.
Yeah.
Seafood on the subway, I'm going black.
Yeah. I mean, the only other possibility.
Or fisherman.
The only other possibility is Asian.
No, I'm going white. I bet it's white? A bit. I bet it's someone.
Oh, it's a guy, like the guy who eats cheese, like fancy cheese.
Yeah. I bet it's that.
Okay, if it's an art piece, yes. It's some college kid.
I don't think it would make the newspaper if it was an art piece, no?
I don't know. Let's see it. Well.
That is an older black guy than I would have expected. Right? Like, I would have thought that was a larger, younger woman.
Yeah, no, this one makes sense, though.
But it is a, like, entire lobster.
Yeah.
Which, doesn't it also kind of look like he might be a homeless gentleman who is gifted a lobster?
He's got a hospital bracelet on.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah. Well, he's got the hospital bracelet on because he has a shellfish allergy. He's in trouble.
Well, if you ask me, eating on the subway is a very shellfish thing to do.
You know what's so funny about that is that it literally says, man, shellfishly crashed. and Zach did not read the prep sheet.
Well, so let's go. Do they have any information? I mean, I'm going to guess mentally ill, homeless person.
Was gifted a lobster.
Who found.
Found a lobster. Yeah.
Or was gifted a lobster dinner.
Yes, yeah.
And he went, listen, I've got places to be and things to do.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I got to eat this lobster on the go.
This family of Asians is going to get snuck up on and scared on the street on their own. I got to fucking eat and go.
That's true.
Is there any more information?
Does he have corn?
There is absolutely no information on where he got it.
Did he
also have broccoli?
Yeah, it seems like it is a full dinner.
Yeah, there's a vegetable in there, too.
Well good. He's getting his greens.
Yeah, good.
Good for him.
Nice. There is some kind of, that appears to be.
Yeah.
It looks like a salad.
It may have been on a bed of lettuce.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's my guess, actually.
I like to think that maybe he just saved up all day for this thing, and now he doesn't want to wait for it to get cold.
Yeah, or he's just bougie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's just the world's fanciest homeless man.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. You got $20? I'm looking for a lobster.
I'm trying to get a lobster tonight.
I'm trying to get a hot lobster in my belly.
Can you help me out?
Sir, just $20. Just trying to get a hot lobster.
That's what they do in the village. The guy straight up goes, you have $20 I can have? And it's like, yo, bro,
$20?
What are you talking about?
What, are you trying to get a lobster?
Yeah. Well, ever since they destroyed the West 4th Street McDonald's, now they're just out.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like when Reagan closed all the mental institutions. That West 4th Street McDonald's was like containing them. Between that and the basketball court, like they were distracted by their favorite things.
There were so many videos of people getting beat by a flapjack or like an oil tip tester that you have in a car, you know?
Like it that West 4th Street McDonald's was, it was where like the hood and like tired drag queens met.
Yeah, we used to call it Training McDonald's. That's what we called it.
Wendy's? Tranny McDonald's.
Oh, hilarious.
But now the Comedy Cellar owns that building, right?
Yeah.
Been known by that?
Yeah.
It's going to be another club.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, but to be fair,
the bubble will.
They're going to only be doing showcases with those homeless people.
Okay, good.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, well, look, as long as they can have 85 shows a week with the same 15 comics.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
Yeah.
Oh. How much of that building must have cost? $10 million, right?
Bro, I don't know.
It's too he owns the block, estate. Dude. Yeah. He owns, like, the block.
That's it's Monopoly.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. But, you know, good for them. Gonna make a ton of money off of it.
Yeah.
Or fucking the comedy bubble's gonna burst and no one's gonna go.
Yeah, also possible. Mm.
But no, it'll be great. It'll be fine.
I'm so glad I'm out of that area.
Yeah.
I used to stand, that was where I sold tickets.
Oh.
In front of Ben's.
Yeah.
That was my spot.
Wow.
For years.
For Ha?
No, for CB's.
CB's, yes. Mm-hmm. Where was CB's located? CB's was on Bleecker and what?
McDougal.
Yes. Yep, yep.
It was under Cafe Del Mar. Mm. Across the street from where the Chipotle used to be.
And when did CB's end?
A year after I started running it. New Year's Day, I want to say like 20... Shit. 9 or 10?
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, earlier, because I was out of college maybe a year. $7.3 million for the building. Holy shit.
That is nuts.
Crazy.
Huh. Man, how long did that take for Noam to count out in pennies? Whatever, they don't book me.
That's fair.
Well, they do me, so fuck you.
Well, now they're down to 14.
No, it'll be wonderful. We're all very excited. Next story.
I love doing shows where you can hear a more famous person come on 10 feet away from me, and the crowd gets excited in the next room while they're staring at me going, man, I should have went to the other one. I fucked up.
And you say things like, I don't know, I'm a hack.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys want to get high, right? I want to get high with you. That's why it's time to go to YoDelta.com, where we can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. Now, my friend Ian does not mess around with getting high, but I do, and they sent me vapes and gummies from YoDelta, and holy moly, do these things work. So if you're over the age of 21 and you live in one of the majority of states where it's legal, go to YoDelta.com today and stock up. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped, and it gets you really high. I will tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. Let's get back into the program.
All right, let's get one or two more stories out of here.
Well, if you want, we have a whole bunch more of these top porn searches.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, go to the disparity between men and women searches, because the number two search term for women is shocking. Shocking. I looked at this a little bit before.
What is it?
If
love?
Men versus women, okay.
Yeah. Now go to the women. The number two search term is surprising. Number one, lesbian. Number two, Japanese.
Really?
Whoa.
But also number one for men, Japanese, not shocking.
Weird.
That's genuinely crazy.
So is that for real people or for cartoons? Well, because hentai is a separate search.
Yeah. Maybe it's just people in Japan are watching. Maybe, you know, China
well,
has
Japanese
like a blood debt with Chinese.
Japanese men hate women.
Okay.
Okay.
So maybe the women have like some sort of fantasy about being hated. I don't know.
Maybe it's Chinese people searching for Japanese people.
Oh, you behead my grandmother. Now I fuck you.
Well, it's like how like fucking people want like a rich white lady.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Alex, type in Japanese. Japanese. Let's see what it is.
Japanese are the fancier. They're the fanciest Asians, right?
Or is it just Japanese people are only pressured to have sex with other Japanese people, so they're so guilty when they masturbate that at least they got to keep it in race?
I guess, but Japan doesn't have that many people in it that it would top all of Pornhub's ethnic searches, like over all of Latin America.
Oh, that's fun. Do the one with the Santa Claus emojis.
I think the fact that women are typing Japanese doesn't necessarily mean that they're looking for Japanese men. I think that lesbian being the top search is also speaking to these girls who are searching for lesbian shit. They also want to see Japanese women. That's what I think.
Okay.
And then it also lends itself, like, I wouldn't mind watching a Japanese girl get fucked because you always want to, the same way a guy might want to put himself in the position of a guy who's got like a big dick.
Yeah, you want a girl with a sideways tight pussy.
Yeah, a girl would want to kind of associate herself mentally with the girl who's got this tiny little petite frame and tiny pussy.
Mm. Okay.
That's my hypothesis.
Interesting.
Okay.
Now, Harrington, what say you?
I don't go Japanese.
That's not me.
And we were asking for your theory.
Oh, my theory on why Japanese? Because they're so far in the future and they have the best vibrator technology. So it's like that's how ladies come, obviously, is with machines. No man can make a woman come.
It's
so
Pornhub, not Amazon search.
That's a different search. Yeah. That's what I search. That's my snoo snoo.
Oh, my favorite's the Amazon position. You know that?
Where the girl holds you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done that?
Mm-hmm.
You're a tiny little fella.
No, type in Amazon position. It's where the girl fucks you while she sits on your dick.
It's where
what?
It's where you work in a warehouse for 36 hours straight and then die on the floor.
Oh, nice.
It's where you have your legs spread like this and you push your dick down and then the girl inserts herself and she fucks you like it's missionary.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm confused.
No, that's not a good example.
Yeah, I think that's a lady.
No, that's not. A different video is a better example.
That's what you're talking about.
That's better.
I see. I'd probably be more into this if the guy wasn't wearing a mask.
Yeah, look for a better video. Type in like hot Amazon position.
Yeah, the Amazon position.
Oh, that one's better.
Oh, then maybe.
Yeah,
Japanese.
See?
Oh, okay.
See, she's fucking him.
But his legs are
Alex's face. Yeah, his legs are up and she's fucking him like she is the dick, but his dick is in her. Does that make sense?
Harrington, do you think you could pull this off?
I don't think Harrington can get in that position.
You got to have a certain amount of penis to make this work.
Yeah.
You got to have a certain amount of penis and man, I would just be going, don't fart.
Yeah.
This honestly just seems like it would require too much out of Alex. I don't want to put.
Whoa!
You calling Alex a lazy fuck?
No,
she's
I'm
hot.
Just saying.
Who's this girl?
Yeah,
Alex, she's our producer.
See, it's like weird because you like hold the woman like she's a man, but she's still a woman. Does that make sense?
That looks dangerous.
What are you making that face, Alex?
That looks like he can slide out because we're talking about breaking your dick recently.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
Well, supposedly the statistics go up for the holidays.
Yeah, that we were reading. We talked about that on Rap today, too.
Why?
I don't know, but it's supposedly. We can pull it up. We have an article about it. The statistically, you're more likely to break your dick during Christmas time. The most penile injuries are in Christmas time, apparently. See? Explain it to us, friends. Euphoria and Intimacy. I think people are just having sloppy Christmas sex.
Yeah, drunk, very drunk Christmas
sex. And because they don't usually have sex?
It's just sloppy drunk sex.
Yeah.
This injury tends to occur during wild sex, particularly in positions where you're not in direct eye contact with your partner, such as reverse cowgirl. Apparently people are doing this a lot at Christmas time.
Reverse cowgirl for Christmas.
Yeah.
So you can both watch the fireplace.
The Home Improvement Christmas episode.
When patients present to their doctor, their penis often looks like an eggplant, is what the doctor said.
But why? Because it gets slammed in half?
It gets broken and then inflamed and like bruised.
Do you ever recover from that?
You have to get it repaired. Surgically. We were looking at it this morning on Wrap. It was tough. Didn't Dennis Rodman break his dick 3 times?
I think so.
If every day was like Christmas, 43% more penile fractures would have occurred in Germany from 2005 on.
Show Ian a penile fracture, please.
Let's see it.
Let's get to it.
The German engineering better be able to fix it.
Wow, really auto-filled very quickly on this computer. Go to the... Oh, no. Oh, my God. No, these are the surgeries. Go to one that's just like... Or is that what it looks like? Ah. Oh, fuck. All right, guys.
Hanger just took his dick out.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
I could have pulled that up faster. I actually just like didn't want to do it to you, honestly.
I'm not looking.
Go to the other ones. Go back to the page I'm not looking at.
I'm not looking.
That one. Yo.
It looks like a gooey duck.
Yo. Yeah, it does.
Oh! And that's from someone coming down on it and it bending?
Yeah, so like
if
a girl's riding you and then you slip out, it could fracture the blood vessels.
Yeah. Think about how many near misses we've all had when you think about that.
Yep.
And you just go, fucking thank
you. I know. I'm going through a fucking montage in my head right now.
A montage.
Oh.
Well, Ian, it's like the one last thing you haven't injured.
I know. Fingers crossed.
Back is weak, but the cock is strong.
Fingers crossed I don't get laid on Christmas. Oh, yeah. This back injury sucks ass.
Man. How'd you hurt yourself?
I went to the gym, and I hadn't been in 3 weeks, and I just immediately started
deadlifting.
And
he was all pent up, so.
Yeah,
I had a lot of backed up. I immediately started deadlifting a weight I shouldn't have, and I fucked it up. It was all my fault.
Why would you deadlift first?
Because I go to a class with a group of people, and I jumped in, and everybody had stretched and everything, and I was like, oh, I'll just catch up. And I went in, and I deadlifted, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Is this those, like, hardcore guys?
Yeah.
Dude, I think these guys work out too hard for you.
Well, you want to know the truth?
Yeah.
I jumped in with one of the girls. That's how I used her weights.
See, the thing with Ian
how many
is you just got to give him enough rope to hang himself with. Yeah. If you continue to prod every Ian story, don't lead him. Just keep asking questions, and the funny part comes. Yeah. So a lady deadlifted it, and then you deadlifted it.
Her weight, and I hurt myself.
No wonder you want to be in the Amazon position. You can't hold them up. You need to be fucking held up and fucked. Ooh. You're delicate.
Mary Jane killed it, and Ian killed his back. Yeah.
So how long have you had the cane again?
Since Monday. It was spasming.
Last time I saw you, you were on the cane.
Really?
Yeah.
I hurt my ankle then.
Usually when you see me and Chris, we're on the cane.
Yeah, that's typically. I'm going to miss you at this holiday party.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Oh, you're not staying for it?
I don't think so. I don't want to get, I'm done.
Oh, yeah. Good for you. I'm proud of you. Good for you.
Not me. Not proud of you.
Hey, no. Yeah, so I don't know. I've been trying to stay off it, and
me and Zach too, not working.
I've been a good boy. I've been a very good boy.
Good.
I've also been sick.
That's true.
I'm not gonna waste it.
Yeah, that's true. It's just gonna get stuck up there.
Yeah. I take a hot shower.
Yeah.
I just realized your shirt is Garfield showing his asshole.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yep.
That was the number four Pornhub search.
Yeah. Can we see some more of the searches before we're done? What are your big searches?
You know, I'm not telling that. Yeah, I think publicly.
It's very private.
I'll go right now.
Yeah, we know what? You will.
Goth.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Glasses.
Uh-huh.
Hand job.
Just uh-huh. fuck your wife.
Yeah, really. Just fucking turn over.
Fat ass. I like searching in Spanish. So I'll search like culo, tetanas grande.
That's actually a good strategy. I might adopt
Because you'll
that.
Get a lot of like amateur Spanish videos.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Oh. And then
those are pretty great.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah. The guys who were clearly just picking up like the nicest pros in Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
I like those.
I'm going to the Dominican Republic at the end of the month.
Uh-oh. That's a good way to break your back again.
I know, I'm hoping to break someone else's.
Yeah, but they throw it back heavy back then.
What's the...
I'm debating if I should try to help their local sex economy. Yeah.
What's the exchange rate right, like?
It's pretty good.
You gonna get some cheap posts?
No, I'm not. Because we're staying in a resort. I'm going with Jordan and her family. They invited me. I was like, all right. So I'm staying with... I think we're going to share a room with her mom. And
dude, if you fuck Jordan's mom.
Dude.
Her mom's a lesbian.
It's even funnier then.
No. Ugh. Ugh. Yeah,
that's
exactly what they do. What
that's exactly what they do. That's a great impression.
Yeah. I'm hoping
That's her mating call.
I'm hoping maybe I'll find like someone on the resort. That'd be kind of cool. But I'm such a mark. If I left the resort and walked around Punta Cana, fucking Dominican Republic.
Damn, like, it has two words for pussy right in it.
Excuse me, does anyone know where I could get sex for currency? I'm going to get my organs harvested.
Dude, how funny is it that Jordan's lesbian mom chose to go to Punta Cana?
Yeah.
It's like she threw a dildo at a map and it just fucking hit it. We're going wherever this fucking double-headed dildo lives. Oh, Punta Cana. That sounds like a lesbian slave name. Punta Cana. Let's call it there. Thank you guys so much for dealing with my scratchy, gravelly voice. Thank you so much to Chris from Brooklyn. Please check out High Society Radio and Notes of a Goon. Ian, go see Ian on the road. Thank you to the wonderful producers, Alex and Harrington. We love you guys so much. We love having you be part of our family.
Yes.
And to everybody, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, whatever the fuck you celebrate. And on behalf of everybody here at Gas Digital and Einon Fight Dance, this is Zach Amico saying, bye, guys. Nice.